Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
It was the headline heard around Swift Talk. Taylor Swift and Matty Healy have split. I was going to ask how you celebrated. Just like that. An angel choir descended from heaven. Coming to bless all of the members of the Swiftie fandom.
Abby, lead Swiftie. Do we have any proof that they were actually going out?
So they were extremely, extremely public. And obviously all of this was very much just speculation. We had reports from sites like Dumois. We had reports from all the entertainment sites. He was at the concert. I mean, I literally saw him when I was in Nashville for the Eras tour. So there was no like official confirmation from either of them that they were an item.
Was there ever a picture of the two of them together walking down the streets of Nashville, for instance, holding hands, or New York City or anything?
Yes. There were multiple photos of them coming out, which is one of the reasons why Swifties were sort of upset about this, because we all let out like a collective sigh because there was so much bad news about Matty in the press, specifically having to do with him being on a podcast where other hosts on the podcast made racist comments about an artist called Ice Spice, and Matty just kind of went along with it. And so Taylor's a real person, so there was a side of the Swiftie fandom where we were like, we don't want to hold her accountable for like things that this guy is saying. But then there was the other side that was like, well, you're being so public about your relationship to him that it just was very off-putting.
Was that an old picture or a new picture that surfaced of him kissing somebody at his concert recently?
Yes, he did kiss a guy at a concert over the weekend. Mm-hmm. But that's like, Matty's also just kind of like, on top of the other problematic things that have come out, he's also just kind of a troll where he kisses fans, he does weird things, he has his ongoing bit.
Just wants the attention more than anything else.
He's just kind of it's a mixture of things. He's a Nepo baby, so I think he just kind of grew up not really being told things that aren't funny to the rest of the world, you know?
Who's his parents?
I know they're famous.
Okay.
I do not know them. They are famous to an older generation, but I do know that he comes from
an older generation.
Yeah,
so.
What's older than you?
I think his mom is somebody called Denise Welch.
Yeah. I don't know these people.
Yeah. But I know he comes from wealth and fame. But anyway, the fandom was really relieved to see this, specifically me. And then I get on Dumois, and there are all these reports coming out from, like, I guess, inside sources that say that, well, there couldn't have been a breakup because they were only ever just friends with benefits. Mm-hmm. So they're like, okay, sure, maybe they're just not hanging out, but, like, it's not over. Mm-hmm. So it continues, I think.
How are we sure that there is a breakup, quote unquote?
That's the thing, is where they're saying, well, all these reports are coming out on, like, Entertainment Tonight from, like, sources and, you know, these insiders. And then Dumois is more of, like, the underground gossip sites where it's like, well, I actually know them, and I know like a friend of a friend of a friend or whatever. So it's just like a bad rash that keeps coming back, essentially. But in happier Taylor Swift news, she did drop her track list for Speak Now Taylor's version. Some of her vault tracks are going to feature songs from artists like Paramore's Hayley Williams and Fall Out Boy, which when you think about Taylor Swift, you don't necessarily think, ah, yes, a Fall Out Boy collab works perfectly. But she said that Speak Now, since it's the one album that she wrote entirely by herself, she wanted to feature artists that she really respects their lyricism. So I guess Paramore, Fall Out Boy were really early influences for her. The new album features 22 songs, which is 8 more than the original. And it comes out on July
7th.
Had to double check. Nicki Minaj is also coming out with new music this fall. I was so excited to see on Twitter that she teased the fact that she's coming out with new music on October 20th, 2023. All she did was say something real simple. She said, 10, 20, 2023, the album. Disc emoji. Bow emoji. This is going to be her first studio album in 5 years, but we've already got new music from her, like her Princess Diana remix with Ice Spice, and she's got a feature on the new Barbie soundtrack.
Well, let me ask you this question. Nicki Minaj, I think, really kind of started a genre. It almost feels like a genre of rap music.
When she went pop?
Yeah, kind of when she went pop.
Uh-huh.
And she's been copied so often. I almost feel like, God, I almost hate to say this, but it feels Cardi B, I think. People were, for a while, they were saying, oh, man, you just sound like Nicki Minaj. And now Ice Spice, people are going, oh, you guys just sound like Nicki Minaj. Has there been so many, quote unquote, like copies that Nicki Minaj's music now is watered down because there are so many Nicki Minajs?
I don't think it's fully that. I think that's a part of it. Like, I mean, they also said that Nicki copied like Lil Kim's that in the, mm-hmm. and the woman that came before her. I just think Nicki was so big as an art, as a woman that's an artist for so long that all once like you started to see so many more women start to rap, that was the only person you can really compare them to. So okay. They all tried to say that they took all Nicki's right. style, but I think that's also why Nicki doesn't like any of them.
Right. Is that almost an offensive stereotype that oh? You're a black woman rapping, so you must sound like another black woman?
It feels like it to me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
In a recent interview, Drew Barrymore says she wishes her mom was gone. Does she regret it? More on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.